Okay, we're up to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Top. We learned yesterday that Rav Chisda said that even though Ein Kli Nitl Ela Dovra Nitl, you're not allowed to move a Kli except for something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, but the Rabbanu were Mater moving Kalim for things that are also to move on Shabbos if you have to save the thing from being destroyed, and it's Hatzola. It's something that, what's it called, that's usual. But if it's something unusual, then they weren't matter. Mara asks, Eishle, Kofin Ka'ora al Haner, Shlo Yechaz Bekora. Right, you're allowed to put a Kli over a candle to prevent it from burning the beams of the house. Okay? So the candle is something that's not nitl, you can't move the candle. You're allowed to move a kli to put it over the candle to protect the beams. And the chora, that's what's called hatzola she'ena mitzuy. It's not usual that houses catch on fire. Where it says, v'bote gechini d'shiach budleik. It's talking where you have a very low roof, so it's mitzuy. It is usual that if you leave the candle there, it's going to burn the roof. Rashi, eistei kofin kara shol cheres agabe ner. You put a kara of cheres, so the kara itself won't burn. Right? So it's of cheres, and it won't put out the candle either. There's plenty of air and air space or whatever, so the candle will continue burning, but the flame won't affect the beams. Kechine nemuchim. It's a low roof where it's usual that what's it called, that it could burn the roof. Okay. V'chein, V'chein, another question. Korish and Nishbara. You have a beam that broke, so you're not allowed to put it back, because that's binyan. But you're allowed to support it so it doesn't fall anymore. And you're allowed to support it with a satsel, with a bench, or aruchos hamita, or with the side posts of a bed. And so here you're allowed to move these kalim for a beam that's what's it called, that's muktzah. Right? Because what you're going to use that beam for now is to rebuild it, so it's muktzah. So you're still allowed to move these kalim for the sake of the muktzah. And the chora, that's an unusual thing. Beams don't usually break. Tomorrow says, b'kshurei chadati davide depaki. It's talking about a new beams, new house, new beams, where you haven't yet tested them or whatever, and therefore they are usual to break, not something that's unusual. Rashi, v'chein kora shenishbara, mishne hila kamon, shenishbara v'shabes, arucho samita, limon is whatever that is, the side posts of the bed. The satsel, the klihu, mutar lataltalo. The kshurei chadati, shalom niftiku adayim. They weren't yet checked out. Kshemachbid masa habayis aleihem. And therefore it's usual that when you put the weight of the house on these beams, shall you talk in al gagoseim betit shriche depaki. What they used to do is they used to put cement, right, on the on top of the beams, and sometimes the weight of the cement would break the beams. Nosnin kli, another question. Nosnin kli tachas hadelet b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a kli to catch water that's dripping on Shabbos. Rashi tachas hadelet l'kabla. Now here again, you're moving a kli for something. These are shofchim or whatever that are muktzah. So and you're still allowed to do it, even though what's it called, the lechor is not. That there should be leaks in the house is not a usual thing. So it says, no, but boti chadati de shrichi de dalsi. So about a new house that hasn't yet been checked out, where usually there are leaks until you get the kablan to finish off what he's did. Okay. Rav Yosef Omer, hainu time de Rav Chisda. So now Rav Yosef said, Rav Chisda, the reason Rav Chisda said that, that you're not allowed to move a kli for the sake of something that's not movable is not because ein kli nitl ela tzorech davran nitl, for a different reason. Mishum dekomavato kli mehichana. The reason is because ultimately when you put the thing that you can't move in the kli that you're allowed to move, right, you are now limiting your use of that kli. You can't move the kli anymore because the kli has something muktz in it.
Isn't most horrific that they should be a matir for a not usual thing? Usual thing, you should think about it before.
No, so since it's something that's unusual, the Rabbanan, what's it called, said that since it's not a usual thing, so it's not a usual hezek, So once in a while it'll happen, tough luck. But something is usual, right? So there they were matter because it happens often. We don't want people to come to a loss. So a loss that's usual, they were matter. A loss that's unusual is a one million thing. So personal lose one time in a million is kafir lach. But if they lose on a regular basis, not. Okay. So in any case, so now we're explaining Rav Chisda differently. And Rav Chisda said that when is mevakel kli mehechano, right? Making a kli immovable on Shabbos by putting muktza in it is awesome. Okay, when is that? Only when it's not going to damage something. But if it's going to damage something by being mevatel kli lehechano, you're going to save something from damage, and it's a usual damage, right? Not an unusual damage. Then they were matter it. So Rav Chisda said his same din, but he said it legavi mevatel kli mehechano, and not from the din of kli nitl ledover hanitl. Rashi, time of Rav Chisda, the ein nosin kli tachas hatarnigolus. That which Rav Chisda said, you can't put a kli under a chicken to catch the egg, right? That it shouldn't roll down an incline, right? That you can't do. But you can put a kli under the chicken to what's it called, to catch the egg when it's on a regular plane, okay? You can put it over, you can put the kli over it, right, that what's it called, that it shouldn't break, okay? Right, you can't put it under the kli under the chicken because there's no hatsala, the egg's not going to break, right? So there's no hatsala there, and therefore you're mevatel kli mehechano. By letting the egg go into a kli, you can't move the kli now. And we said yesterday, Rashi says two different pshatim. One place Rashi says mevatel kli mehechano is because of what's it called, because of binyan, right? It's like you're being koveya the thing, the kli. And another place Rashi says because it's soser. It's like you're tearing something apart, right? You're being mevatel the kli. We'll see. There are other svaras also. The Pnei Yeshua explains why what's it called. Rashi in one place says one thing, and another place says another thing. He says like this: that where you're talking about an actual kli that has a base kibble, so it's hard to say that if you put something muktzah in a kli that is considered stira. The kli is still a kli. So it's hard to say that there's a concept of destroying the kli, right, by making it immovable when you can see it's a kli. So by a kli, the concept of stira doesn't apply. What does apply? You're taking that kli and you're being mechaber to the karka. It's like binyan. Now, Shankin, later on, where Rashi says that stira is talking about karmuksosos, not something that's a kli with a toch or whatever. Talking about pillows or things like that that don't have a toch. There, right, to say that what's it called, that it's binyan, that's difficult to say it's binyan. But there, it's stira. There, what you're doing is you're taking these things and you're taking away their use. So they're not a mamash kli that you can see. Taking away their use is like stira, is like destroying them. Okay. Okay, Rashi. She mevatel kli mehechano. When Shabbos came in, this kli was movable. The achshav osei a muktza. Now you're making a muktza, making it immovable. Okay. So now the Gemara asks all the questions we asked before on Rav Chisda when he held it was ein kli nitl el dover hanitl. Right. Now we're going to ask him on the same thing. How can you take a kli and be mevatel kli mehechano? Maybe kli acher or meiniach tachteva. Right, Abaya asked on Rav Chisda the following case: you have a chavis of tevel, like Rashi learned before, that broke. So you're allowed to put a kli underneath it and catch the tevel, right? So lechara, what's it called? You're mingavatul kli mehechano, right? You're letting the tevel go into this kli, and you won't be able to move the kli. So how can you do that? Okay. So where it says tevel muchan hu etzel Shabbos shim over v'tikno mesukin, tevel theoretically you can make the tevel mutter to move. You could take off trumas and maisis, even though you're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, it helps. So therefore, since there is a way that you could make this thing mutter, even though you're going to be over an isser to do it, but it'll work, right? If you were over and you took off the trumas and maisis, it's mutter. So therefore, it's not considered either stira or binyan, because it's something, it's not permanent. Rashi, muchanhu, she'ein bo mukta, eli isuro. The whole reason why tevel is mukta is only because it's asur. There's nothing you can do with it. It's asur to eat, and it's asur to have any hanofra. And somebody came and was over the Issur d'Rabbanan, she'asru litrom b'Shabbos, the tikno, and he took off Trumas and Maisras, shalokadin, mesukin. Still, the halacha is that it works. Umutar l'talko, l'achlo, you're allowed to eat the remaining product. Hilkach lab mevato kli mechano chashivle. Since this is theoretically possible to be matir, therefore it's not considered binyan or stiras, that has to be permanent. Can't be something that there's even a way out that if you do something with this thing, it's going to be okay. Now, there's another kasha. Nosen kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. You're allowed to put a kli underneath the nair to capture the sparks. Not the oil, but the sparks. Amravuna, so lechara, the sparks are muktzah, and they're going to be mevakel kli mehechonot. Amravuna, breid of yeshua, nitzotzos ain't ben mamash. No, the sparks are nothing. They're negligible. And therefore, they're not going to ask the kli because they don't exist. They're ein bo mamish. So therefore, you're not mevakel kli mehechana. Rashi, ein bo hem mamish, umutter litlan achar shenof lutocho. You're allowed to move the kli even if the sparks fall in, because the sparks are considered nothing. The chen korish nishpura, somchen also besafsul of aruchos hamita. Right? The same question we had. You have a beam that broke, which is mukta. You're allowed to support it with a bench or with the bed post. Right? Lechora, how could you support it with a bench or with the bed post? You're mevakel kli meichano, because now you're not allowed to move that bench or the bed post. So Mora says the rafi. It's talking where it is not tight, where you can't slip the bench out on Shabbos and move the bench, and the korah won't be on it anymore. The boy shokale, you could take it away. So therefore, what's it called? It's not mevatel kli mehechana. Rashi v'chein korah kasol t'daita shemahad kosham. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that you put the bench there and it's stuck there. The eno yochel shuv litlo, you couldn't take it out again. So the Gemara says no. It's talking where you could take it out, and therefore the muktzah won't be on it, and you'll be allowed to move it. Where it says nosnin kli tachas hadelet b'Shabbos, right? You're allowed to put a kli underneath a leak in your roof, even though the water is muktzah, right? So how could you do that? You mevakel kli meichano. Where it says bedelet haroi, you know, it's talking about water that's dripping, that's drinkable. Well, it's not muktzah. It's not shofchim. It's not waste water, which you can't do anything with. It's talking about water that you could drink. So it's drinkable water that's leaking. It's not muktzah. Rashi. Haroi l'shtia, kol elu mishnayis. All these mishnayis, the same question we had before when we thought Rav Chisda's reason was ein kli nitl elu dovra nitl. Now that we know, we have Rav Yosef, who said that the reason of Rav Chisda is because of mevakel kli meichana. We have the same questions from these mishnayis. Kofin es hasal lefnei hefrochim shiyalu v'yerdu. Another question, right? You can put a basket. In front of the chicks, they should be able to climb up and down towards their nest or whatever. Okay? So what's it called? The chora, how can you do that? Right? Once the chicks are on it, they're mevatel kli meichana. Mora says, kesavar mutl tautalo. No, he holds that what's it called? That you're allowed to what's it called? To move the basket, even when the chicks are on top of it. By the time you also the taltalo, right? The charot says osir. Gemara says no, but while they're on it, it's osir. But once the chicks go off it, you're allowed to move it. And the chicks, since they're climbing up and down, are definitely going to go off the basket. Therefore, what's it called? It's not mevakel kli meichano, because in a short time the chicks will be off the basket and you'll be able to move the basket again. Even if the chicks aren't on there, once they were on there, it becomes aser. Now it's talking where they were on it when Shabbos came in, the entire Bein Hashmashos. Then we have a cloud that if something was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remakes muktzah the whole Shabbos. But if it wasn't muktzah when Shabbos came in, became muktzah on Shabbos, and then the reason for it being muktzah went away, then it doesn't remain muktzah. So if the Efrochim were on the basket when Shabbos came in, the whole Bein HaShemoshos, so then even if they went off it, the basket remains muktzah. That's where it says, Ein Odon Olav. Even if the chicks aren't on the basket, it's still muktzah. But if the chicks weren't on the basket when Shabbos came in, they only got on the basket after Shabbos came in. So it wasn't muktzah when Shabbos came in. Then, if it's muktzah when the chicks are on it, when the chicks go off, it's not muktzah anymore. Okay, Rashi. Kol Bein HaShemoshos, Aval Nosnu Shom Mechshecha, if the chicks went on it after it got dark, Mutter Litlo in Ein Efrochim Alav. Then if the chicks go off, you're allowed to move the basket. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kishem She'ein Nosnin Kli, Tachas Tarnigolis, L'Kabel Beitzasa, right? Rabbi Yitzchak said, just like you're not allowed to put a kli underneath a chicken to catch the egg, right? Either because of ein kli nitl el dovra nitl, or because mavatum kli mehechano, kach ein kofin ala kli b'shlishu shavir. He holds that, not like Rav Chisda, that you're not allowed to save the egg from getting broken either where it's on an incline to put a kli over it to save it from rolling down the incline. Why? Kesavar. And kli nitl eladovra nitl b'Shabbos, as he holds that you're not allowed to move a kli except for something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, and even if it's a chash of breaking it, you can't move it. Not like Rav Chisda said that they were makel mishum hatzala mitzuya. Meis they call hani tiyufta. So he asked all these questions, right? Here these are cases where you're allowed to, right? Vishoni mitzorich limkomo, and we answered all of them. Right, with the following answer. That it's talking where you're moving the kli not only for the sake of the thing that's usher to move on Shabbos. You're moving it because you need the place of the kli. Okay, so once you're moving it because you need the place of the kli, you can do anything you want with it. So you're not moving it for the sake of the thing that's muktzah. You're moving it because you need that place. So once you can move it for the need of the place, you can, move it further for the sake of the thing that's not nitl on Shabbos. Okay, Rashi. B'tzorich l'mkomo, l'shtamish b'mokom ha'kli. That you need to use the place where the kli is occupying. So then the halacha is that you're allowed to, move it from that place. And once you're allowed to move it from that place for the sake of the place, so you're not moving it for the sake of the... And you have the second reason, because you need it for the thing that's not movable. That's mutter. Since it's not just for the thing that's not movable, it's also because you need the place, that's mutter. Umitoshi yochal litlo l'tzorich mekomo molicho l'makom sheyirtze. Since you're moving it basically to get it out of the place where it is, right? You're not moving it specifically for the sake of the davar ha'asur, even though now you're adding that as a reason to move it, that's okay. Mar says toshma achas beya shenolda b'shabbos v'achas beya shenolda b'yontif ein metaltlin. Whether an egg was laid on Shabbos or on Yontif, ein metaltli, you're not allowed to, to move it. Lo lechasos bo esakli, v'lismach bo kroi hamita, right? Avol kof, but you're not allowed to move it, to use it as a cover for a container, or to support a bed with it, right? If you position the egg properly, the egg won't break if you support a bed with it. It'll be a good support. But you have to position it properly or you'll have an omelet and not a bed. Aval kofa aleha kli, b'shvil shelo tishover. But you're allowed to put a kli over the egg that it shouldn't break. So Mara says, hachanami b'tzorek l'mkoma. Ein hachanami. That's talking where you need the kli, you need the place of the kli, so you're allowed to, therefore, you're moving it not for the sake of the egg only, but you're moving it because you have to move it out of its place. Toshma, person machatzolos agabe yavonim b'shabbos. You're allowed to put mats over stones on Shabbos that are muktzah. What it says, b'avonim mekurzolos, the chazin lebeis hakis. It's not talking about stones that are muktzah. It's talking about stones that are sharp that you could use for toilet paper, and therefore they're not muktzah on Shabbos. So you're moving it not for the sake of the muktzah. It's not muktzah. Toshma. Person machatzol sagabi levonim b'shabbos, right? Levonim are muktzah; they're set aside for building. Mora says no. Dishtayer mibinyana, dechazin lemizgalayu. talking where you finish the building, and these are left over. So they're not omit anymore for building, and therefore you could sit on them. They're not muktzah. Toshma, and the Gemara could have said in all of these, it's Tzarek L'mkomo, right? But the Gemara, Tosa says, wanted to try to find other possibilities that maybe there are other answers besides Tzarek L'mkomo. Toshma, Porsi Machtzolos Agabi Kaveris Dvorim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a mat over a, what's it called, a beehive on Shabbos, Mechamet Nechamet Shom Nechamet, to protect it from too much sun or too much rain. Uvivach Lo Yiskav and Lotzer, as long as your kavan is not to capture the bees. And the bees are muktzah. It's talking where there's honey in the kaderas. And that's not muktzah. Omer le ravukva mimeshim arvashi tenach bimosachama deika dvash bimuktzah shom galeka dvash maikala neimer. That's very good in the summer when there's honey. What about in the winter when there is no honey? Lo nitzruch elos and shtechalos. Right? It's talking where, what's it called, for the two chalas of wax, beeswax, that are in the hive. Those also are what's it called, the chora, not mukta. And tomorrow we'll see, the Gemara is going to ask that the chora, they're mukta. Let's go into the Rashi. The chasos bosakli, liston fli slochis. You can't move the egg itself to use it as a bottle cover. Al gabe avonim, et mehag shonim, shlo yimachu. You're allowed to put mats over stones that they shouldn't get, what's it called, get too wet and they'll fall apart. What?
Dissolve.
Okay, that's dissolve. Yeah, not melt. Dissolve. Dissolve is a good word. Although yikablu sid me'achas shishruos v'mayim, or the stones which are, we thought, are set aside for building, right, if they're wet, that you won't be able to plaster them. You won't be able to cement them because they're too wet. So you don't want them to get wet. Mikurzalos roshan chad. They're abrasive stones. Now, that doesn't mean sharp, right? Because the chori, sharp stones don't use for toilet paper. But it means abrasive. So they're not smooth stones. You can use them for toilet. Veruyas l'kinuach v'avidovra nitl. Therefore, the stones are not muktzah b'chlal. L'mizga l'hishoyin. Shekol hasabas. Mizga means to lean on them. Because all the time when they sat down, they never sat down mamish. Tachoyse yoshek tzas, anishin tzas osmolo. They used to sit and lean on the left side. That was the way they sat down. So it's called lemizga, means to lean. Okay? Let me call it sitting. Dika dvash, dovra nitl. And the, what's it called? The dvash is something that's not muktzah, so you're moving it for the sake of the dvash. Okay, just bitul klime hechano. Okay, so we already said the Pnei Yeshua, right, that Rashi says two different shotim, stira and binyan. Right, and we explained that when stira applies is where the thing is not a kli mamish, right, with a base kibble, because then it's hard to say, it's like you're destroying the kli, you can still see the kli. There, binyan is more shayet, and where it's not a kli, it's like just a mattress or a pillow or something like that, then it's shayet stira, because since it's immovable, you're taking away its use, and that's what Rashi mentioned over there, stira. The Ritva holds a different third reason, why mevatel kli mehechana was aser, because not covered Shabbos to be mevatel kelim from their use on Shabbos. It's not a covered for Shabbos to do things that are negative. Okay. The Ramban says, according to the Tam of Bone, that you koveya the thing in its place, that's only if the muktzah that you're putting in it is muktzah machmas gufo or muktzah machmas chisaron kis, where you're not allowed to move for any purpose. But if it's muktzah machmas klisha malachto le'isr, you're allowed to move klisha malachto le'isr, le'tzorek makomo, le'tzorek gufo. Right? If you need the thing, you hammer. You need it to crack nuts, you're allowed to move it. You need the place where it's on, you're allowed to move it. So, theoretically, if you put a hammer into a kli, you're not mevatel kli me'echano, because there are ways that you'll be able to move that hammer if you need to crack nuts. So that's not called mevatel kli me'echano. It has to be mukta that there's no way to move it. Okay. That's what the Ramban says. The Balamor holds that it's only mevatel kli me'echano if your intention is to leave the muktzah there the whole Shabbos. But if your intention is not to leave it there the whole Shabbos, what's it called, then it's not mevatel kli me'echano. And Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Rashba all hold that even if it's only a short time, mevatel kli me'echano is not long range. Even if you're mevatel kli me'echano for a short time, it's also awesome. mitzvah. You can't be mevatel kli meichano even for a short time. Okay. Now in the halachas of ein kli nitl el dovra nitl. So what's the psak? Are you allowed to move kelim on Shabbos that are not muktzah for the sake of muktzah things? The Ravan and the Meiri Paskin like Rabbi Yitzchok that it's awesome. And the Rith and the Rosh hold that it's mutter, and that's the way we paskin, that it's basically mutter. And the Tosfos and the Balamor hold that it's aser, but even Rabbi Yitzchok, there's a sugya later on, which we'll get to in the end of the Masechta, that it seems that Rabbi Yitzchok holds also that you're allowed to move what's it called kli, the dover she'eino nitl. So some learners are machlokas hasugyas, and some paskin like this sugya and some paskin like that sugya. But Tosfos, the Balamor, hold that's no machlokas. That where it's a hetzid, right, then you're allowed, something's going to be breaking or whatever, then you're allowed to move a kli for the sake of something that's not movable. If there's no hetzid, then you're not allowed to do it. Okay, that's how they're miyasha, these two sugyas. And the Ramban holds that Rabbi Yitzchok Lemaisa himself holds also even if there is a hetzid. And the Balamor says in other teretz that the sugya that holds ain't clean nittle, elo the dovra nittle, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says muktzah, most kinds of muktzah are aser. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who's mekel, that only certain kinds of muktzah are aser, so then his kli is nittle, afil the dovra sheno nittle. Because if you're machmer in muktzah, this is one of the chumras too. If you're not machmer in muktzah, then this halacha doesn't apply. That's how the Balamor learns.
Isn't this specifically
for Rabbi Nechemiah?
This too?
What Rabbi Nechemiah? No. Rabbi Nechemiah's din is a different din altogether. They can't even move mutter dika things except the Torah. Right. This is there's a sheet that the this is based on that. That since it's a Dover Shein or Nittel, they were never matter moving things except for a Tzorich of something that's good. But that's not everybody holds it. What's it called? The Rav Nechem is a different halacha completely. Okay. The Rashba says lemaisa it's a chumra, not to be notal a kli el ledover hanitol. And what's it called? A person's machmer is tovel of bracha, but halacha it's mutter to move a kli for the sake of something that's not nitol. Okay. What Aryeh is talking about is. There's a halacha that you can't move a kli for nothing. Now, the halacha is they asked all kelim. Then they will matter some kelim. Because if you move things around on Shabbos, you may come to carry them or whatever. But in Xerush or Robach, you can't move anything, right? They couldn't exist. So they only asked moving things that there's other reasons why it's asr. That's mutzah. So some say that moving a kli, litzorah, dover, shein, or nitl, that never became mutter. Now, does that remain with the original Isser of not moving anything, right? But not if that's, Lamais, it's, Mashman, that's not necessarily the reason. Okay, so this is also according to everybody. The Shal is what the halacha is. Is the halacha that it's, we pass him like that or we don't pass him like that? And basically, it's a person's machmer is Tovel Abracha, but the halacha is that it's mutter to move Kalim, even the Tzor of Dover Shein on it. What? Muktzah that's inside, that's a different halacha. That's where you're moving something that became, it then became a bosses, or whatever. We'll get to those. It's a different halacha.